Auditors say Facebook damages civil rights, but what does it actually take to moderate a platform that big? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Facebook released the independent civil rights audit of its platform on Wednesday. The auditor said, among many other things, that, quote, Facebook unevenly enforces or fails to enforce its own policies against prohibited content. Thus, harmful content is left on the platform for too long. Facebook has said both that it doesn't want to be an arbiter of truth and that it prioritizes free speech overall, but also that it's difficult, if not impossible, to actually moderate content on a platform as big as Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp combined. That got us wondering what is at the heart of this problem. Spandy Singh is a policy analyst at New America's Open Technology Institute.
I think it's important to recognize that there does not necessarily need to be one gold standard system of moderation. In fact, it's important to encourage platforms to moderate in diverse ways because that encourages freedom of expression online. But I think what is really important is for platforms to provide more transparency and accountability around how they are training these people, how accurate they are, and what impact these individuals and their activities have on the online speech of users. So I think when you're talking about what platforms as a whole can do better, that is particularly one area where policymakers and civil society and civil rights groups should be encouraging platforms to do more.
Let's talk about automated moderation. Is that a similar situation where we just don't know that much about how these tools work and how good or bad they are?
Companies tend to tout automated tools as a silver bullet solution for content moderation issues, but they do not provide adequate data around how accurate these tools are, how they are trained, and how they are refined. And this is why civil society groups and civil rights groups continue to press companies to always keep humans in the loop. Because using these automated tools can have huge consequences for freedom of expression online. And we have to be cautious about just telling companies to invest more in these tools. We need to know how effective these tools are before telling companies to just throw more money around them.
Do you think it's believable that they can't? I think that's like been an argument, is Facebook is like, there's too much. It literally is a scale problem. We cannot do it.
You know, the experience of the past few months has shown that platforms can definitely do more. And sometimes it's just about how they assess their goals around removing harmful content and protecting freedom of expression. So, for example, during the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen how platforms such as Facebook have really responded rapidly and proactively to the spread of mis and disinformation. But this has raised many questions about why platforms have not taken as proactive of an approach against other types of misleading information, such as election and voter suppression related disinformation. It's just about, you know, when do they decide to take those moves and what are the like lever points that encourage them to do so?
Spandy Singh is a policy analyst at New America's Open Technology Institute. And now for some related links. You can find more reading about that civil rights audit at our website, marketplacetech.org. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer has a really nice roundup of five key takeaways, including the ways that Facebook enables voter suppression and organized hate, troubling exemptions for politicians, that uneven enforcement we mentioned, and places where Facebook has made at least a little progress. Bloomberg said that on the topic of voter suppression, auditors were especially concerned about how Facebook handled posts by Donald Trump that contained inaccurate information about mail-in voting, but which Facebook said did not violate its policies around voter suppression. On Tuesday, before the report came out, COO Sheryl Sandberg, she's totally back, you guys, said the company needed to, quote, get better at finding and removing hateful content. On Wednesday, Facebook found some. The platform removed dozens of accounts it said were spreading coordinated hate speech or misinformation on Facebook and Instagram. The accounts belong to the hate group Proud Boys, Trump ally Roger Stone, and some employees of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. Becca Weinman is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.